Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael Barkan. And yes, welcome again to the Good Neighbor Podcast from Delco, Delaware County, Pennsylvania, in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania. We refer to Delaware County as Delco. And if you're here, you know what that means. And if you're hearing this podcast from any part in the country, you're beginning to hear about Delco as well, because it's coming up as a real vibe where it's great to film movies. And we're just right on the outside of Philadelphia. You know, our sports teams are doing real well. And so we welcome you to the Good Neighbor Podcast. And today, as a good neighbor business, as we like to promote on this podcast platform, we have a dance studio owner. And why dance? Why dance? Because it involves children. And how could you not be a good neighbor business when you're helping moms and dads and providing an outlet for both talent development and activity to young people? So let me introduce today the owner of the Twirl Dance Studio. We call it Twirl in here in Newtown Square. Let me introduce Sam Sins. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And Sam, you know, I am in the area of Newtown Square, and I see not just I think your building where you are sometimes, but I actually see news stories about your business, Twirl. And I guess it's because the news stories hits the news because of a certain forgive me, I'm a father of boys, so I don't know the words as well. But, you know, I see that you put on shows and recitals, I guess it would be, but more so like musicals sometimes with your dancers, correct?
Yeah, we do performances. Correct. Yeah, we do.
Well, for Sam, for people listening, when it comes to dance as an activity for young girls and boys, tell me, how do you classify that to the parents who are interested? Is it modern? Is it certain kind of technique dance, you know, jazz and that kind of thing?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's interesting that you say you have boys, so you don't know about dance, because we have a ton of boys dancing at Twirl. They kind of flow in and out of here very naturally. We have 55 boys currently registered.
55 boys?
Boys, exactly. Yeah.
Well, how many registered girls do you have?
If you do the math, we have about 500 students. So 500 minus 55. What is that?
That's amazing. Yeah, that is amazing. I didn't realize that the studio was that impactful in the local community. And do they come from distance to be part of Twirl? Or are they mostly in the area?
We get, you know, Newtown Square is kind of the crossroads of Delco. You know what I mean? So we do get, we get Westchester, we get Media, we get Havertown, we get Mainline. So, yeah, so they come to Twirl. But that, it's an interesting question you ask, like what do we focus on dance-wise? So my career, my personal career, you know, I had a 20-plus professional dance career. It was Disney World, cruise ships, Radio City Music Hall, Broadway tours. So that's what we specialize here at Twirl. We call it entertainment dance. So negatively speaking, it's not modern dance. It's, you know, we don't focus on concert dancing. Like, we're not training people to go into ballet companies, modern companies, contemporary dance companies. We're really training kids, if they want, to get jobs at Disney World, cruise ships, you know, Rockettes. That's where our sweet spot is. We don't do dance competitions. We have a performance team, but we really focus on what we call entertainment dance here at Twirl.
That's different. I didn't realize that, you know, the idea then with dance, I guess I was thinking, you know, it's an art. It's a kind of a skill set. It's good exercise, yeah, certainly. Awesome. But you know, I come from a family of, you know, some actors and such, but more stage performers, singers, and there was some dance involved. But in this case, you're actually saying if your child is kind of got a sense of performing, why not put a little bit of a lessons behind it and see if in the years ahead they would like to perform on stage? And so when you teach them dance, you're actually teaching them performance to be watched and then maybe even to become players in theater. That would be kind of like a focus.
Yeah, dancers in particular. Absolutely. Yeah. And so we kind of, you know, we kind of tailor all our classes towards that. And we all the teachers are kind of rowing the same direction in that way. So, and that includes, like, you know, dancing together, sharp, strong movements, counting music, all the things that will set the strong technique, all the things that will set these students up for success if they want to pursue this professionally. That's what we call Twirl's Big If. You know, you can dance for fun and we love that, but we'll give you the tools if this is something that maybe you want to take to the next level of training.
Sam, I feel like there's more there than just the if and the training and the fun. I know when I was raising my kids and we would have them involved in sports or Boy Scouts and things, there was always this pull-through advantage of participation and training and being even led by other adults or other teachers that were not their parents. Tell me, what do you find as when children grow up and you see them grow up now? From coming in the door probably as young as 5 or 6 years old and then staying there, becoming, you know, I guess helpers in the studio and teens that go off to college. And what do you find is some of the pull through benefit of having had dance instruction in your life outside of being able to dance or be on a stage?
Yeah,
confidence, that's certainly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, dance actually provides similar benefits to sports, right? So dance, working together as a team, you know, obviously there's benefits, health, you know, physical benefits as far as exercise, flexibility, all that goes. We do a lot of conditioning in our classes too. I think one of the biggest takeaways from that I feel like is that one of our core values at Twirl is to, we have 5 core values, but one of my favorites is leading with creativity. And I do feel like, being immersed in a creative environment and the fact that we are creative in, you know, in everything we do, our communication, our productions, our approach to teaching dance, all that creativity and that those kids living with that, it gives them that critical thinking skills that helps them with problem solving, innovative thinking, all that they can take with them in whatever industry that they want to go into. And you're right, it goes beyond wanting to dance professionally. You know, if they go into education, medical field, business, anything, I think that creativity is a really key component to success, really. So hopefully they take that with them. You know what I mean? They see how we operate. They have their own opportunities to be creative, but also to be in this creative environment hopefully affects them and affects their thinking and their way of moving forward in life. And also confidence too, right? Being on stage.
And leadership, I would think too, where as they get older, they probably gravitate towards wanting to help the younger students. So do you put them in leadership roles and actually teaching themselves a little bit?
So yeah, so we do not, we don't have teenagers teach our dance classes for the purposes, honestly, just because I feel like it's hard for them to manage class behavior. It's not that they can't teach the steps, but we leave that to the adults. But they do have leadership roles in our summer camps. We have a lot of workers, so we pack them in. Our summer camps, we have I think we sell out this year at 48 kids per camp.
Wow. And that summer camp is already sold out.
A lot of them are. Yeah. So for we open registration in January and some of them sell out right away. So we have a lot of teen workers there. They learn how to take initiative, have responsibility. Yeah, it's great. It's a good thing.
Well, there's probably folks that, you know, put down a reservation and then they change their plans. They're going to the beach. So our listeners that are out there today, we're speaking with Sam Sins, who is the owner of Twirl. It's a dance studio for boys and girls in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, very well known and successful, it seems, in a certain kind of niche market for performing arts and also summer camp and putting on performances themselves. Sam, tell us a little bit about what those performances are like, if you would, where maybe you host them, how big of a venue, or what are they, musicals, or are they some kind of dance-themed shows?
Yeah, so they are dance, they're more dance themed shows. We don't do book musicals, so we don't do we're not doing Shrek Jr. or anything like that. But we do, we have a performance team, so every Christmas we put on a Christmas show. I leverage all of my Disney friends, talent from my years at Disney World. They do voiceover work for me. I'll write a show this past year. Our show was called Journey to the North Pole. So it was like a little 14-minute show. We've got four levels of our performance team. They have full costumes. We put together a little production that we shop around to tree lightings, Christmas events, nursing homes. It's super cool, fun. It's slick, and it presents itself like a real show, not just like a little. It's just not like here, there's some kids dancing. It's an actual show with the beginning, middle, and last. The year before, our show was called Santa's Christmas Party. Wheels are already turning for next year's show. And then for the spring, we put on themed shows. It's very similar. I use my voiceover artist friends. We have a sound editor. He packages a very cool show. This year, our big show is at Cheney University, which is in Westchester at their auditorium. But we also will package smaller shows. In 2 weeks, we'll be performing at the Wilmington Blue Rocks baseball game. And that's another little show. And this year's show is called Theme Park Vacation. It's basically a Disney themed show. And it's kind of cool because we'll be taking the shortened version to Disney World, actually, in June. So we're taking 46 dancers. We'll come to Disney World. They'll perform at Disney Springs. And we have events for them there. It's just Twirl. We're doing our own thing down there, and it's a lot of fun. It'll be our second time going to Disney World. We went 2 years ago, and we performed a little version of our show called Time Machine. So that's kind of what we do for our shows. They're kind of unique in the fact that they're little productions. The audience never sits in the dark and silence waiting for the preschoolers to come on stage. They're always hearing a story or an intro. And the show really just kind of flows along more like a production than a dance recital.
That's wonderful. You painted that so well. I'm sure that there were a lot of listeners that are imagining and remembering days of their own dance lessons or going to their children's shows. And I, not even being a father of girls or boys that wanted to dance, I could imagine being there. When I heard you describe all of that, it sounds like a great deal of fun. And the fact that you take that those shows on the road and bring some joy to others, you know, to even like to those retirement homes. But the fact that those young people get to see that joy, that they feel that they've contributed that joy, that can be a really life-changing moment as a young person. And it really kind of puts them on the path of really sharing themselves and bringing joy to others, being in service to others. And you're at the front end of that, Sam. You're leading Twirl. It's the Twirl Dance Studio that we're talking about, and it's Sam Sins, the owner of Twirl. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about the Twirl studio work that Sam just got there talking about, the website is twirlperformingarts.com. And so that's T-W-I-R-L, twirlperformingarts.com. We'll take you to the website of Twirl and give you a chance to see more and learn more. And we want to thank you here, Sam, because obviously what you're doing is bringing an art to youth and youth to our neighborhood. And we thank you for being a great business neighbor, a good neighbor. And we award you the Good Neighbor Award today, and we'll be sending you that seal and want to thank you. And please tell folks that you were on this podcast, because I think that the more they can hear you explain that heart and mission that you have for what you're doing with youth today, the more people will want to get involved. So thank you again for being a guest on our program, Sam.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sam. And ladies and gentlemen, twirlperformingarts.com. You can even call them at 484-424-7307. Check out that website and find the Good Neighbor Twirl and Sam Sins. Thank you, Sam, very much for being a guest on our program today.
Of course. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.